From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for October the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Quickly, ladies and gentlemen, I gotta go super quick here on these topics because we got a lot to cover. On yesterday's broadcast, we talked about Target's employees. I guess they slashed the employees' hours after giving them a, quote, minimum wage raise to $15 an hour. One guy says, I got that dollar raise, but I'm getting $200 less in my paycheck because they cut my hours. What a shame it is with governmental mandates. Trump is running out of options to lead Homeland Security, they say. Two of the president's potential picks have been deemed ineligible because of, quote, federal statute. In other words, government regulation. I think they ought to pick a good, honest person to lead this. We don't need somebody from the swamp. Why don't we just pick a good, honest, hardworking American that understands? Yeah. Anyway, I guess Twitter has been manipulated by Mitt Romney himself. Romney is now the man behind a Twitter account that uses the moniker Pierre Delecto. And you say, what's that about? Well, Mitt wanted a friendly supporter. And of course, he didn't have enough of them. And so he basically busted out and created his own fake news. He's running around under a pseudonym backing himself. Yeah, what a shame. What a scandal. What a fake news reality, huh? But what do you expect from Mitt? Mitt literally admitted to McKay Coppins, a writer at The Atlantic, that he was responsible for the, quote, social media account. He would monitor discourse with it, and he would, well, promote himself. Yeah, what a shame that is, huh? All right, California's new red flag gun laws are so egregious, even the ACLU calls it a significant threat to civil liberties, folks. Wow. In hour two, we talked about the state of emergency. In Chile, troops are on the streets of Santiago. It's a sad tale, folks. Reuters with the details. Anyway, we talked about, this Cindy Grady. She's a waitress, and this is a great news piece. Customers saw her pile of junk, helped her get another car. Some people, this couple, are an inspiration to everyone around them. The way that they act and they spread joy is just a tremendous example to follow. And random acts of kindness are one of the greatest ways that joy and love is spread. One act of generosity can encourage others to follow suit and pay it forward. Man, what a good news story that is. One couple's kind gesture inspired others to do the same. We talked about that. We also talked about Bernie Sanders. They say it's his money. But you know what? Students are defending his miserly donations. I guess Bernie Sanders doesn't give any money. He's very wealthy, but he doesn't give money to charity. And, you know, I agree it's his money. But I also think it's a sad commentary on who he is as a person. No charitable giving to the causes he talks about so often and suggests he believes in. We finished up by talking about, should flying make you feel guilty? And the answer is no. They say a small group, about 12% of Americans, are frequent flyers. Those are the people who take 6 round trip tickets or trips by air per year. They're responsible for 2/3 of all air travel and consequently all, you know, air travel emissions. So most of y'all aren't even responsible anyway, but they want you to believe you are because they want to agitate and put more, what, regulations on the people? It's a shame. Experts have recommended banning airline miles and frequent flyer miles in an effort to stop this behavior and get people out of airplanes. Ladies and gentlemen, they want to change our lives so fundamentally. It is shocking when you understand it. And even a lot of the liberals who advocate for this, once they find out what their real agenda is, they panic and run. I'm telling you right now. All right, without further ado, Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. What do you think of C.L. Bryant's commentary? Tremendous, articulate man, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And, you know, he seems not well, not to shy away from the idea or the fact that the God of heaven must be recognized when it comes to, you know, our country, well, or any country, and that keeping the commandments of God is a secret to a good society.
Amen. He's also no stranger to getting attacked over racism and everything else, and he's in my opinion, a great truth teller on this issue to say, listen, you know, I know there's racism out there and it's evil and it's wrong, but we the people are moving forward and beyond that now, and don't fall for the divide lie, stand together as Americans. He's unequivocal about that reality check too. He doesn't back away one bit.
That's refreshing to hear rather than, you know, hear the apologists that continue to harp on that idea and don't push for well, the promotion of America as Americans, you know, they always want to promote the divide, it seems like the other guys do.
Yeah, do you know why I promote C.L. Bryant, Kurt?
Because he's part of our network, he's a good guy.
Yeah, because he stands for God, family, and country, and wants to protect life, liberty, and property, and he believes in the Constitution, and he believes America is the greatest country on the face of the earth, and, well, in short, the guy believes like I do, Kurt.
Imagine this, huh?
We're like kindred spirits in our fight for the sacred cause of liberty. That's what we are. So I identify with C.L. Bryant just like I identify with Kurt and all the other people that join us on the roundtable regularly. These are people doing a great, great work, and I want to highlight it and focus on it. And that's why Liberty Roundtable Live is one of the greatest think tanks in America. Not because I'm on it, of course, but, you know, because you've got guys like Kurt Crosby and Larry Pratt of Gunners of America. You've got people like C.L. Bryant. And I mean, you've got on these networks, Loving Liberty Radio Network and Liberty News, you've got some of the most tremendous people surrounding us fighting for liberty. I mean, it's just amazing. For example, to make the point even further, I don't know if you know, but we have Pete Sepp on, ladies and gentlemen, once a month. He's not going to be on this week because we're out of town, but he's just done a tremendous job for literally over 25 years. National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Well, I emailed Pete and I said, hey, we can't have you on to, you know, this week. He's like, no problem. Let's regroup next week. Would love to be there. And then he emailed me this headline that I want to give you, Kurt, and have you respond to it. This is the point of the value of think tank Liberty Roundtable. National Taxpayers Union is celebrating its 50th anniversary this week. Kurt, did you know that?
The big 5-0, baby. That's good stuff.
Roger that. It's tremendous stuff. And so we're going to get Pete Sepp on with us next week to celebrate that in more detail. But think about that. The National Taxpayers Union, they don't even need force to be a union. People just join them because they want to work on taxes and be responsible and transparent and all these wonderful things. 50th anniversary this week. That is amazing. And we've been allied with them or, you know, involved with them for over 25 years ourselves, Kurt.
That's the way I remember it, Sam. Good point.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Kurt just emailed me an article. Panic as U.S. mega church gets hit by pepper spray attack. People gasp for air, Kurt.
Well, it happened in DeKalb County, Georgia. WSB-TV reports this. Apparently, they have a search underway for two men who released pepper spray into a church congregation, sickening dozens of worshipers. And it was at the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Lithonia. The pastor there said he was in the pulpit, unaware of the chaos unfolding in another part of the sanctuary. His C.C. Carr said, it's terrible. I saw them walking outside coughing and all this stuff. At least it wasn't a shooting, huh, Sam?
Amen to that. All I can tell you, though, is what a shame that is and what a sad tale. It seems like more and more and more conservative venues are being attacked, Kurt, in our... I don't know what you want to say. It's really becoming a culture war, isn't it, Kurt?
Well, I think this is how that works, Sam, is they want to continue to get you to stay away from places like that. Of course, this wouldn't happen in, like, a casino, but in churches, that's a dangerous place to be, you know, Sam?
Yes, it's sad to say, and our prayers go out to those people that are in that church and that are suffering or their family members. I hope everybody's okay. Any more details on it, Kurt?
No, that's all we've got right now. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah. worshipers start running out the doors to get away from it. And but you know what, Kurt? Traditional absolutes have been abandoned. Americans have become an immoral people for the most part. And I think this is, you know, the real point here. Because people need to understand this is what's happening in America. And as we continue to turn our back on God, I don't want this to continue. So I'm not trying to predict it or create a self-fulfilling prophecy. But I just know God teaches us, Kurt, that if we don't obey him, if we don't acknowledge him, we're in trouble. And I see this is the reality here that we ought to focus on. We've become an immoral people. Traditional absolutes that God would set forth have been abandoned. Walter E. Williams with the piece. This is important to focus on, and good for Williams.
You're exactly right, Sam. And, you know, he goes on to say that recently U.S. Attorney General William Barr told the University of Notre Dame's law school audience that attacks on religious liberties have contributed to a moral decline that's in part manifested by increases in suicides, mental illness, and drug addiction. Barr said that our moral decline is not random, but organized destruction, Sam.
Wow. Well, good for Williams for reporting it and highlighting it. When we come back, we'll talk about it and a whole lot of other stories, ladies and gentlemen. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, unhinged abortion doctor, Kurt. I don't even know what to say about this headline, buddy.
Well, yeah, Sam. This happened in Phoenix, Arizona. And, Phoenix doctor has been arrested after pro-life demonstrators claimed a gun was pointed at them during a pro-life protest outside an abortion clinic. I guess the abortion doctor was just ticked off with these protesters. And what happened, the video posted by the group shows protesters milling about or outside the clinic as a car leaves. A voice on the video claims the person driving is the abortionist, A protester then goes near the car and calls out, "Dude, you're a coward." The video then appears to show the driver pointing a gun at the protester before driving off.
I love it. There you go, Sam. Not, what do you think, Kurt? I don't know how to respond to this exactly because, you know, you pull a gun on a minister, Kurt?
Just imagine if the tables were turned to him, Sam, and the protesters had weapons. They'd be locked up in a heartbeat, right?
Yeah, and why more than a week after the incident, though? I don't get that either. During a pro-life protest, this happened or whatever. And I mean, this guy's nuts, Kurt. These people are just unhinged, man.
The Phoenix police said in a Facebook statement that the lapse in time between the incident and the arrest was necessary to carry out an investigation. They said, "We've received many inquiries regarding an incident that happened on October 10th outside a Phoenix medical office where a man claimed a doctor pulled out of the facility, pointed a gun at him," the statement began. All I can say, Sam, is if those tables were turned, that would have been taken care of in a heartbeat.
It'd You're right about that.
Just like that.
Now, one of the things the cops say about this is we've never seen anything like this, Kurt. And I agree. I've never heard of this kind of stuff before. And by the way, I reject unhinged people that escalate to violence on any side of this debate. I mean, as wrong as I think abortion is, you know, Steve Voss sings a song about this. Somebody's Gonna Die Today, I think it's called, that highlights this kind of a thing. All of them are wrong when they escalate like this, Kurt.
Couldn't agree more, Sam.
And it's just like, wow. All right, I got a good news story for you. Can you handle one of those, Kurt?
Yeah.
All right. Headline says this. Cop pulls over mom. Has a better idea than ticketing her. Did you see this, Kurt?
Don't remember this.
All right. Dateline Milwaukee police officer buys car seats for mom whose kids were not in them. And I love this story because this is the answer. Anyway, Andrella Jackson, kids weren't in car seats. And when a police officer pulled her over about this, well, he just decided, you know what? She's getting a ticket. So he pulls her over and he kind of sees what's going on. And he goes, "Wait a minute. I don't know that I had to give a ticket, you know?" Kevin Zimmerman literally went to Walmart and bought two car seats. And he literally doubled down and helped out this woman who, you know, there's a reason she didn't have her kids in car seats, Kurt. Do you know what it is?
It's expensive, Sam.
Yeah.
She didn't have the money.
That's correct. And so she didn't have them. And instead of giving her a ticket and adding insult to injury for this woman, this cop, in my opinion, should be promoted from the rooftops. But of course, the mainstream press isn't going to really focus on it. But I'm telling you right now, this cop, his name is Kevin. He literally went, "I see the problem." And he went and got car seats for her, and the woman's just so grateful, and the cop's doing great, and everybody's all happy. And I'm just telling you right now, these are the answers that build America, Kurt. I'm telling you right now, this is tremendous news, and I just want to be associated with people like this. But he buys car seats for mom whose kids were not in them. Well, you know, that's why the kids were not in them, because they're expensive. And, you know, he has a better idea that, now this, in my opinion, is a playbook out of the Richard Mack novel, if you will, Kurt. I mean, this is really Richard Mack's story encapsulated, isn't it?
Exactly, Sam. Perfect example. Yeah. Great.
I mean,
point.
I look at this and I just go, wow, look at that. It's Richard Mack's story boiled down to two sentences, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Great point.
And for those of you who haven't heard Richard Mack's story, I mean, he basically talks about how he was a ticket, you know, doling out cop, etc., and how he learned. And he tells of a story where he pulled over a mom and he decided not to ticket her because she was just struggling. She was struggling to keep her kids seatbelted in their seats. She was struggling with life. Her car wasn't very nice. I mean, life had just been beating her up. And he just thought, you know what? Why would I give her a ticket? Why wouldn't I help her? And this cop does the same thing. And I think this indicates that, you know what, people are good at heart, Kurt. People want to do right. And it takes kind of a wake-up moment for each one of us. And I have a feeling this was Kevin's. Right?
Yep, couldn't agree more.
All right, so I'm emailing this to Richard Mack now. Cop pulls over mom, has a better idea than ticketing her. Milwaukee police officer buys car seats for mom whose kids were not in them. Hey, man, we need to give that guy some kudos and appreciation. And we need to make it go viral. And what I hope, Kurt, what if we just got copycats running around on that dude? You know, what if we just got copycats?
I mean, just imagine that in America, Sam. I mean, paying it forward.
Yeah. Kurt wants to know if Hillary's running. We talked about this. You got more on this, Kurt?
Well, I thought it was interesting just to hear what she said about it. You know, a lot of people have, say about what they've heard or what they think. But I guess she was interviewed recently. You know, she says, well, it, and this was on, I'm trying to remember, a book tour just recently in Portland, Oregon. Man, that's one place. There, I guess there were a few people there, at least I wasn't, thank goodness. But she says, at the end of the day, there are a lot of forecasters who are saying, look, if the economy stays in good shape and he's not impeached, or he's impeached but not convicted, it's going to be very, very hard to defeat Trump because of all the advantages he will have on suppression and everything else. She touted her credentials dating back to her work as, you know, a junior staff member back in President Nixon's days, telling all these great things about herself. And she says, if enough, she says, hey, man, we got to put the best person in. And of course, that's me, you know.
Of course it is. Now, do you think she's going to run, Kurt? I know you thought before the answer would be no.
I think she wants it bad, and she's hoping everybody will just, you know, come to the conclusion that she's the best, you know, under these complicated situations that we've got, you know.
Yeah, and she's hoping that there'll be enough groundswell to just, you know, make it happen. I think that's partly the reason she picked on that one other underdog. I can't remember her name right now, but she's basically saying, hey,
Tulsi Gabbard.
All right, Tulsi Gabbard. She's a Russian agent, and that was just Hillary's way to launch herself into the race on controversy, saying, hey, we can get rid of Gafford because, you know, she's not going to go anywhere anyway. There's no problem me taking advantage of that situation and manipulating myself into the press. Remember how I highlighted that what you got is you got contemporaries who, you know, Hillary and this lady might be last in the race right now. Hillary, because she's not even in, but secondly, people don't want Hillary anymore. It's like the third time. Are you kidding me? But I bring this up because remember how I told you that when they don't have coverage, Kurt, what they do is they launch a controversy. They launch just a perpetuated. So all you got to do is accuse her of being a Russian, you know, whatever. And so this is the way they do it. And they don't have any coverage, and they generate and manufacture their own coverage. And then the media is all too willing. Glenn Beck and Alex Jones have had feud to do that. You see, you know, group after group do this in ways that all it does is get them top billing. They don't care the issues as long as the coverage is there. No coverage is bad coverage is the idea. Hillary's doing this. She had no reason to attack that lady except, hey, that's a casualty of reality in politics. Hillary could care less. But do you think Hillary's going to run, Kurt?
Well, she hinted in the PBS interview. Thank goodness I didn't have to hear that either. She says, so maybe there needs to be a rematch. I mean, obviously, she says, I can beat him again.
What?
Doesn't make any sense to me, Sam.
I'm a little confused there.
But it's Hillary. I am for Hillary for something. I mean, I had those bumper stickers that said Hillary for prison, and that's what I thought.
By the way, to me, if she says I can beat him again, that's just fake news, isn't it, Kurt? I mean, the facts are different, aren't they? Of course, she has her own set of facts, her own narrative, right? No one's going to call her on the carpet over it, are they?
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Outgoing Energy Secretary Rick Perry speaking to White House reporters this morning and saying that the impeachment inquiry in Congress is not nearly as important to most Americans as economic growth and jobs are.
What's important to American people? Is it this charade that's getting played here in Washington, D.C.? That may be great political theater.
Also slamming the ongoing impeachment inquiry in a Fox News interview last night was Vice President Mike Pence.
It's been 3 years of endless investigations and a partisan attempt to overturn the results of the 2016 election.
But the inquiry only continues. The top Defense Department official for Ukraine policy, Laura Cooper, scheduled to testify behind closed doors today, though it's not clear yet if she's going to show up. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Many in both parties are now coming down hard on President Trump for having used the word lynching to describe the House impeachment inquiry against him. Among those condemning him for it is Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
He never should have used the word. Never.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden's now apologizing for referring to the 1998 impeachment of former President Bill Clinton as a partisan lynching during a CNN interview, a recording of which has surfaced since President Trump used that term yesterday. Former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger's lawyers say they plan to appeal both her murder conviction and her 10-year sentence. Geiger, convicted last month of murdering her neighbor just over a year ago, claiming she mistakenly entered his apartment thinking it was hers, and shooting him because she thought he was a burglar. It's game 2 of the World Series tonight, the Nats over the Stros, 1-0, and this is USA Radio News.
It is Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Is Hillary running? We have to nominate the best, quote me, she says. Wow. You think she's going to run, Kurt?
You know, I mean, think of all those old Hillary Clinton signs that are out there that people have. And I mean, you know, we're a recycling society, so maybe, you know, there's more to that. But I pray that the only vote we get for Hillary is a vote for prison and not president.
Yeah, Kurt's not wanting to answer the question, I understand.
I'd be really surprised, but, you know, in this weird world we live in, Sam, up is down and down is up and all that kind of stuff, so it's a real possibility, isn't it?
Yes, and I think Hillary is so delusionary, Kurt, she might do it. They might think the third time's the charm, huh, Kurt?
That's what people have mentioned, some have, and I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if 20 years from now, you know, you could say Hillary's trying it again, you know? I mean, if she's still around, she just wants to be in the Oval Office. I mean, she should have been there first time. She let her husband do it, but, yeah. You know, and I mean, according to her, I mean, you know, the smartest woman in the world and all that stuff.
Yeah, I hear that. Anyway, I don't know who will be whose running mates, et cetera, et cetera. They might create an Elizabeth Warren or Hillary Elizabeth ticket and just say, Biden, you're out. Hillary and Elizabeth are in. It'll be the first woman-only ticket, you know, of all, or else they might draft Michelle Obama to be the VP.
That's what I see is because you got to have a black woman with a white woman if you're going to do the
white so you'd have a lesbian and Hillary Clinton white woman, and then you'd have a black, you know, whatever, and, you know.
Good
now you'd say, well, Sam, where's the proof that Hillary is a lesbian? And well, let's discuss that, because a lot of people aren't willing to discuss it, and that's why the evidence is so hard to kind of stumble upon. Time will tell what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, I don't know what's going to happen in the elections. I'm not a prophet, but I will tell you this. You haven't seen the likes of the twists and turns this one will bring. I'll tell you that right now. All right, RNC in the news. Kurt, what's that, the Republican National Party?
Yes. Well, Republican National Committee is what that means. And, you know, I thought this was worth a mention because they released a what they call a devastating, quote, victims of socialism website. You know, and so what they're focusing in on is, you know, the fact that Bernie Sanders and many of the other Democratic candidates want to promote free stuff and all that kind of stuff and promote socialism. And so these the people at the Republican National Committee have brought out a number of victims from the Venezuelan socialism and Cuban socialism, and they tell their stories. Now, I, like you, Sam, wish they'd go ahead and you know, explain that, hey, here in America, we've embraced socialism in many ways already, and we need to go away from those things. But they do at least you know, teach some good principles with this, you know, talking about the things at least they agree with.
Well, what do you think about this, Kurt?
Well, you think they're right? I mean, that socialism is a bad thing?
Well, yeah, but my concern about this is they claim the moral high ground here, Kurt. But I think Republicans have been you know, just as willing to jump in the tank for socialism as the Democrats in most cases.
Well, I mean, let's look at it. Like this one lady, she's from Caracas. She says, we are hungry. We have needs. We have not food. Look at this line. You know, and they talk about Venezuela's subsidized gasoline is the world's cheapest. The economy's in such shambles that drivers are paying for a full tank with food, a candy bar, or a cigarette. Well, in America, Sam, don't we have handouts where we, you know?
Well, that's my point, and the RNC's talking about it, but yet they're not really doing much about it. I'll give you an example. When Donald Trump wants to reduce food stamps, for example, and rely on charity organizations and nonprofits and philanthropy groups and churches and religious nonprofits and humanitarian groups, then the Republicans go berserk, too. When Donald wants to protect the border from invaders, you know what? The Republicans go in the tank against him as much as anybody. When Donald tries to promote pro-life, and the Republicans are just as guilty of not moving the pro-life agenda forward like they could and should. So all I'm saying is, I mean, I appreciate that Republicans in many respects are better than Democrats in terms of willingness to obey the supreme laws of our land, etc. But at the end of the day, they seem to want to really make you believe they're for the right causes, and they talk a lot about the right causes, and they're spot on what they say, but it seems like what they say and what they do is tremendously different. And I'll give you the proof in the pudding. You know, they were really ready to get rid of Obamacare. They voted over 40 times, and the Republicans were just in the tank to shut down Obamacare today. I mean, get it gone. Give us the chance. Elect us. We'll do it. Man, and then the second they really had the chance to shut down Obamacare, they waffled and failed and didn't do it. Pro-life and Roe versus Wade seems to be the same way, and this socialism issue seems to be the same way. What if Donald was to say, I want to abolish the education department right now? I'm telling you right now, the Republicans would be up in arms against him on that point. And I see this over and over, and so I don't mean to attack the, as you say, the Republicans that are the good ones, because there are several of them. Rand Paul's one of them. Mike Lee, to
like
a,
the
some
Lowell
degrees,
Nelson,
yeah, Lowell,
you know,
Nelson,
flavor of Republican.
Yeah, yeah. There's a, but the problem is they're a minority, big time, and the masses in the Republican Party, they talk the talk, but they really don't walk the walk. There's a massive dishonest disconnect there, Kurt. So that's why
it's a great point, Sam. Yeah.
Because what if they were really genuine and unified in getting it done, Kurt? We would have solved the problems a long time ago.
Well, and we'd be a lot more friendly to them. But the bottom line is we'd like to promote the fact that we ought to eliminate the whole party system and, get back to being Americans and not, do like the Republican National Committee says, and warn of socialism and not embrace it. But they just want to do it a little bit, like when they talk about the benefits from free health care and college, and yet... Well, aren't they handing out amenities, about health care and college already? Right, Sam?
Yeah, and I have a lot of praise for President Trump because in many ways he deserves it. But this is an example where I have to disagree with Donald, too. Donald says we'll never be a socialist nation. And I don't mean to be offensive, but what is he talking about, Kurt? What on earth is he talking about? We are a big-time socialist nation right now. I get that we're not as far along the destructive road as a Venezuela, for instance, or a Cuba or whatever. I mean, I get that. But you know what? We're well on our way, buddy. You look at the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, and they're alive and well and growing in America. You look at the principles of the checks and balances of the Constitution, where the states have broad powers and the federal government has very limited powers. And you understand the real proper role of government and the sovereign position of the states and the dual sovereignty that the limited federal government has, and you understand our form of government based on the supreme law, the Constitution, and then the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, how to turn a nation into communism. And man, we're light on the Constitution and heavy on the Communist Manifesto. And then Donald runs around and says, we'll never be a socialist nation. I don't mean to be offensive, but who is he kidding, Kurt? Does he think we're stupid? And so I'm not here to attack the Donald.
Well,
he does
frankly,
a lot of good,
I think that
but to
he's
state,
probably
have
learning.
A statement like that is ignorant. Completely ignorant.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think that he might not understand the parts,
but you know how
in New York, Sam. Where I'm sure he's seen the government schools forever and all that. And so, most Americans, we've been so embracing socialism, in small ways. For a long time.
Now they talk about cars going from 0 to 60 in 5 point whatever seconds or whatever, right? Kurt,
yeah.
You heard of that?
Yeah.
Well, if Donald wants
sure.
to go 0 to 60 on understanding the supreme law of our land, the constitutionality, and where we stand, and how far afield from the founders we have become, all he's got to do is have Sam Bushman hang out for him for a day or two at the White House, and he'll be caught up on the media,
amen,
and their dishonesty. He'll be caught up on all this stuff like ASAP.
That's exactly right.
And you know what, Kurt? I'll do it for free.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll even pay for my own ticket if Donald can't afford it, Kurt.
Good point. What
do you think of that? I'm joking a little bit, but I am making a poignant point, which is it doesn't have to be Sam Bushman. Invite a C.L. Bryant. There's a lot of different people you could really bring to the table to do those things, right? So Donald should tweet about this cop pulling over a mom, has a better idea than ticketing her, and he helps buy car seats because she can't afford them. These are things, in my opinion, that have real legs. What if Donald tweeted that? Well, Kurt wants to tell you about a transgender coming up.
Not really, but...
Well, you said it to me. You don't want to talk about it? I can tell
you. I know. I just say that this...
Here's what he's saying. You got to know about it, but it's not a favorite topic. How's that?
Great point, Sam.
All right, hold on.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
I jokingly say Kurt Cosby wants to talk about this transgender story. Kurt says not really. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, we're not excited about talking about a lot of the topics we bring to the table. But in the culture war, it's critical that you understand where we really are and what's happening and what the debates are. Most importantly, for the reason that you can stand up, you can make a valiant stand against these dishonest shenanigans, against this immorality. And being aware is the beginning point to an awakening by the American people to change the narrative and to push back. So on one hand, we don't want to talk about this. On the other hand, we find it absolutely necessary. Transgender woman, that's really a man, right, Kurt?
Well, that's right. That's why they even put her in it. Put it in quotes, the word woman, because this, you know, you got a headline from WorldNet Daily that I'm sure they wish they didn't have to report, but it says transgender woman is snubbed from porn. Now, that's kind of good, so you can't be a porn actor or, you know, I guess you say actress.
It's an actress.
In this case,
actor,
I'm not sure.
No.
Says is snubbed from porn for having a part of a man's body.
They call it a penis, Kurt. It's a scientific term, just so you know.
Okay. It says this individual claims unfair discrimination in pursuit of modeling career. So I'll tell you what, Sam, you know, when I was growing up, if I had a story like this or my grandpa read a story like this, he'd look at me like, you know, he would be thinking, man, it must have seen like 45 UFOs or something like that. I mean,
amen to that.
Be like,
now, Kurt, what I don't understand, though, is how come people don't just put a stop to this and say, look, biologically, there's a male and a female. Science proves it. Done with the discussion now.
Well, because everybody's so milquetoast, Sam. They're just a bunch
not
of
me.
Wimpy. Well, I know,
I'm ready to throw down for
about
Jesus,
your
buddy.
Average, amen to that. I know, but, you know, then, of course, then they pull out the big hammer and they say, we'll sue you. And then, you know, they find some crazy judge who
ought
to have been impeached. Yeah, that's right. Good point. But, you know, the only time they use the word impeach is for, you know, President Trump, not any of these out of control.
Yeah, that's
judges,
a political
right?
lynching, to say the least. I agree with that. And I don't, slavery's
good
not even
point.
Part of the discussion. Kurt?
Amen to that.
You got a mob rule going on here where they're manipulating the court of public opinion. If they have real articles of impeachment, let them file them. Otherwise, sit down. But they say transgender woman is snubbed from porn, they, you know, I guess for having a penis or whatever. And what I don't understand about this whole story, Kurt, what I just don't understand is this is a scientific reality, Kurt. You're biologically born gender as reality. And what I don't understand is how we even accept or tolerate this. Part of the problem, and the milquetoast point you made really hits the nail on the head, drives it straight, as some people say. Look, what on earth are we doing here? I mean, everybody in the nation should be going, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? This person was born a male, therefore it is a male. This person was born a female, therefore, you know, biologically it's a female. Okay, I mean, it's all about the plumbing. You know, it's all about this. I don't understand how we even allow this to continue. But, you know, the lawsuit point and the milquetoast point is right. People aren't standing up to reject this false narrative, this dishonesty. Honesty is the issue. But the mainstream press holds the keys to the kingdom when it comes to the narrative, Kurt. What if I held the keys to the press? We would be putting a halt to this dishonest narrative now. Would simply say scientifically, this is completely bogus. It wouldn't get a word in edgewise. But because they control the media, they literally control the narrative. And then the lawsuits back it up where they put their money where their mouth is. And hey, lawsuits and media, how are you going to fight that, Kurt? And many crumble. Now, Roy Moore stands up. We stand up. And C.L. Bryant stands up. There's a few of us. But there isn't enough. If there was, the narrative would change, Kurt.
You're exactly right. I'll tell you one that, I just barely sent you this story, but it says, it goes along with this.
Sent me so many stories, folks.
I know. Sorry, Sam. I try not to do it every so often, but it just kind of revert back to, to it. And then it just comes out of me, it spews out. But anyway, in this story, In-N-Out hero boots radical climate protester from burger joint. It says, people inside cheered loudly when the big boy tossed hippie man out. There's hope yet. So this to me goes right perfect with what we're talking about. It says, part of the large order of burgers and fries at the office of California Senator Jim Nielsen, it talks about an employee of an In-N-Out burger restaurant in Southern California is receiving praise on Twitter for confronting members of the Radical Extinction Rebellion Climate Change Group. So I guess what happens, these guys cruise in there, and basically just doing their thing, kind of complaining or whatever. And they were harassing the workers. It says neither the employees nor the police are having it. People are fed up. Somebody stands up and just tosses them out. Says a gentleman in scrubs did not take kindly to them preventing him from getting to work. He let them know by ripping their banner out of their hands and tossing it over the fence. The report says, as you may know, the owner and heiress of the burger chain isn't shy about saying that her business is influenced by her Christian beliefs, even putting Bible verses like John 3:16 on the bottom of the cups. But they're also known for their tasty burgers and great service with a big focus on customer satisfaction. Anyway, bottom line is maybe somebody will stand up, Sam.
Let me ask you a question, though. And this is kind of a fundamental reality about how things ought to go down and how we ought to behave in our society, etc. So some whacked out climate protester goes into In-N-Out Burger, right? There's a protest. There's a scuffle, and they threw the guy out?
Well, I mean, they're causing the disruption.
No, I get it. They're causing a ruckus. I understand. So let's take it one step at a time.
Yeah, go ahead.
We don't agree with the climate protester.
Right.
We don't agree with the protest in a private restaurant.
Right.
And that needs to stop without question. Yeah. However, I support the protesters' rights to protest. The question is where you have the right to protest. And the answer is not on private property and not in places that that are somebody else's. In other words, private property rights.
Like they can't go stand in the middle of the street and stop all traffic. That's correct. All that kind of stuff.
That's right. So you have the right to protest and you have your free speech rights. Where this, in my opinion, protester went off the rails is doing it in a private restaurant and affecting people and stuff like that. So I support the protester's right to protest. I reject the way they're going about it. But I'm not so fond of them just throwing this guy out like that either. I mean, maybe we should call the police or whatever else. If you're not careful, it's going to turn into violence on both sides. So we need to be careful how we handle it. We also need to respect private property rights. We also need to respect protest rights. There's a lot of complicated discussions here. So I'm for the understanding that you just can't do that, protesters. But yep. I'm also concerned about the violence that could erupt if we handle it wrong, Kurt. And I don't want to see anybody go off the rails in terms of breaking the law.
Looks like when the police showed up, they arrested at least one of the protesters, and people loved it, the report said. So,
well, and I think anyway, the protesters should be arrested for violating private property and trespassing and creating a physical disturbance or whatever in a location. I'm not defending the protesters at all. I am defending their rights to protest on the First Amendment grounds, not in the way they're going about it and where they're going about it, though. But I want to be very careful a little bit when we say, you know, In-N-Out Hero boots this guy out. We better be careful how we go about it, because we can cross the line into violence too. And when you have somebody kicking somebody out physically and then a bunch of people clapping it, if you're not careful, you end up in a mob mentality situation. And I don't want to see that, even though we're in the right on the point, Kurt. So I bring that up because I want people to understand here.
I guess on one, talking about this employee that did this, one Twitter user says, give him a raise, promotion. He protected the 24 paying customers from being subjected to their nonsense by removing them from the dining room. One other lady said, bullhorn guy should eat this bullhorn. The future is bright, one said. P.G. Keenan said, wow, is this Cali? The people inside cheered loudly when the big boy tossed hippie man out. There's hope yet.
So that's a little bit of my concern. When you say the big boy tossed out hippie man, you're saying, hey, you know, what if there was violence? What if hippie man was tougher than big boy? And what if hippie man fought back and then there was a gun pulled? And all I'm telling you is that I'm a little concerned how this is going down. I agree with the point that you can protest. I disagree with how they're going about it, but I'm a little concerned about how aggressive we get at saying big boy, you know, kicked out hippie man. And now you're into this. Pretty soon it'll be a little bit different than we want it to be. And so
I guess
get it.
One guy said, you know, he expects the reaction of many, says, all of a sudden I have a craving for In-N-Out Burger.
Amen to that. I agree with that point completely. It's a killer point. I love it. You know, I, by the way, get the 4x2 and I get an animal style. And so I add all kinds of vegetables on there and do it in a lettuce wrap. It is delicious. Anyway, I digress. But I bring this up because I want people to understand the way you can analyze these situations and know what's right or wrong, Kurt, is you take each action one at a time and you ask yourself, is it right or wrong, good or bad? What if everybody did it? What would happen? And you say, hey, protesting, everybody has a right to do that. That's good. Speaking up when you feel like something's wrong is great. Violating private property rights, trespassing, violating the will of a restaurant or a restaurant owners or the management, bad. Don't do that. Protesting and holding others hostage to your protest, bad. Don't do that. So then you say, well, throwing the guy out, well, going to physical restraint, throwing him out is a little bit of a concern. Again, you lay your hands on somebody. It can be, you know, akin to an assault. When do you do what? You know, that's what the police are for. I get that people have the right to do things, but at some point you cross lines and you say, should somebody just physically, you know, kick somebody out, throw them out, and should the crowd be cheering? And if we're not careful, we get a little bit of the Roman-esque violence celebration going on here. Kind of the war mentality and war mentality light, so to speak, that I don't really like. I don't want things getting rambunctious in the streets and in restaurants, and I don't want violence, and I want physical altercations happening. And so I just take each issue one at a time and analyze it. Is it good? Well, it'd be better if this person didn't need to throw this guy out at all. Now, if there was real danger to people, okay, I get that. But if there's just somebody verbally, whatever, it's time to kind of call the cops, or it's time to, there's better ways to handle these situations is what I'm getting at. And so you want to analyze each event or each issue, each line item, quote, one at a time, and say, is this good or bad? What should happen? What would be the best practice in these scenarios? That'll help you stay out of trouble. Because what happens is a lot of times these things escalate, justifiably so, and good people feel like they're in the right for doing something. But when you look at it, hindsight is 20/20. I'm not so sure physically throwing this guy out is a great idea. I'm not so sure the crowd clapping that could easily spill over into violence. Hey, we've thrown one protester out, now let's punch the other protester. And and I'm telling you, mob mentality escalates easily. We need to be very, very careful to make sure that doesn't happen. And I just try to bring the voice of reason to things. I call it as I see it. You might say I'm just too wimpy for the fight. I don't know. But I'm telling you, we need to be very careful about how we behave in society, publicly and privately. And we need to hold the moral high ground to the best of our ability every time and advocate for that which is right. So anyway, great story. And, you know, strange in California, that's for sure. And I agree. It's a radical climate protester. They're out of line. No doubt. But let's be careful about it. All right. Anyway, not enough time for the rest of Kurt's stories. He sent me like 50 and I only got to like 5. We're doing the best we can, ladies and gentlemen. So much news, so little time. Kurt Crosby hitting it out of the park each time with the stories he delivers, though, that's for sure. For Sam and Kurt, thank you so much. Archives are at LibertyRoundtable.com, and so is the donate button. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.